He's from Connecticut, Waterbury, Connecticut, in fact, and he was on our show, I believe, about 2 years ago. He hosted a big, big concert fundraiser out in Waterbury, and he's got a brand new single called Triumph, which we've been playing as soon as he let it drop. And we're going to welcome once again to the Upper Room at WVUF, the Funky Boy. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yeah, and you got the brand new single, Triumph, with Michael Lington on it. And tell us about this new single.
Well, you know, I'm so excited, one, to have Michael on it, who's just an amazing player and amazing talent. And, you know, it's not just another song for me. It's literally a representation of everything I went through. You know, this is my first release back from beating cancer, you know, a very serious cancer. And before, you know, everything went down and before I got sick, my last concert was actually in Florida with Michael Lington. So it's nice to pick up, you know, in my head, to just pick up where I left off kind of thing.
And exactly.
Yeah, so like I said, it's more than just another song. It has so much, you know, symbolism behind it, from the title to the groove of it to having Michael on it. And, you know, and the good part about it is, you know, I'm making a donation to St. Jude's Children's Hospital as well as Give Kids the World, two great organizations. I mean, I know what I went through with cancer and the chemo and the treatments that you just would not wish on anybody. So I can't imagine a kid going through it. So I'm trying to use this as a vehicle to help and do my part as well.
Now, you got sick just around the time of the release of your last record, right?
Yeah, I was flying high off of Let It Flow, which was on my Sole Purpose CD, which had so much success for me. You know, it was like number one in the world on CD Baby. Let It Flow was number four on the Billboard charts. It featured Warren Hill, another amazing saxophonist, on it. I've earned two CSAC, prestigious CSAC Smooth Jazz Awards with that, and the record before it, Philosophy. And I just felt like everything was jiving. I was doing some great shows in Florida. I came off two, you know, great shows down there, one for a radio station and one for an arts festival. And then, you know, thinking it was just allergies and, you know, my glands were swollen, you know, my wind power wasn't good. And I do suffer from allergies, but, you know, as soon as I got back to Connecticut, it, you know, got it looked at, it was, you know, some grim news.
And, of course, you know, I just saw pictures recently. You posted, I forget where I saw it, on your Facebook page, maybe you documented the different stages of the treatment. And, man, yeah, I mean, you work out and everything, but I'm sure that helped in the recovery, right?
I would probably say that, other than, you know, being just divine intervention from God, whatever you believe in, and, of course, my amazing wife. I can't even talk without getting emotional about her support and what she did and stood by me. And, you know, we were a firm believer. There was nothing we can do but get rushed into chemo. I mean, they didn't stage it, so it was, you know, beyond any kind of stage three or stage four. It was just, listen, you got to go now.
Right, right.
You know, and knowing that, we didn't have a choice, but we did our she did her research, and we worked. We had an oncologist that was very open and worked with a naturopath at the same time. So, you know, all the chemo doesn't know anything about good or bad. It just destroys all your cells, good and bad. I mean, that's how it works. So with our naturopath, we use supplementation to try to gain back your good cells as much as possible. And I'm an active exerciser and weightlifter and jump rope and love to ride my bike. So, you know, I did as much of that throughout the treatment, as well as, you know, now, you know, post recovery. And it's just been a lifestyle for me to always, you know, eat right. And, you know, it's just something I love. I just love the whole fitness aspect of it and doing things naturally and, you know, and pushing the body in a decent way.
Yeah. Our special guest, the Funky Boy. And his latest song is called Triumph. We're going to play it right now with the great saxophonist Michael Lington on it. And, Man, this is just a tip of the iceberg for the upcoming record. We'll talk more about that record, but this is from Funky Boy. Triumph, go get it. You go to funkyboy.com, FUNKEEboy.com, iTunes, all the digital outlets, CD Baby, and the like, and we'll come back and speak with Funky Boy. A great song, which also tells a great story about this musician who has triumphed over cancer. And his name is the Funky Boy, and he's a Connecticut artist. So many talented artists here in Connecticut, and Triumph. So let me. We were talking off air a little bit about, you know, cutting your teeth in the music business back when you were a teenager. So man, you were getting awards when you were 13 years old, I believe, right?
Yeah, which is good now since I'm only 17.
That's right. That's right. You just turned 17, right?
Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about, you know, artists, classical artists, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, Tower Power, Stevie Wonder, Prince, you know, Morris Day and the Time, Kool & the Gang, artists I grew up, you know, playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's just amazing taste in music that you have as well. And it's always good to find fellow funksters. You know?
That's right, yeah. Did you go to a lot of concerts growing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've seen The Time. I really regret that I haven't seen Prince live. I've seen Earth, Wind & Fire a gazillion times, Tower mm-hmm. Power a gazillion times.
Right.
Kool & the Gang so much. Never saw Stevie Wonder. I regret that. Didn't see Average White Band. Did see even some of my rock idols. I mean, I loved Peter Frampton. I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great growing up and being exposed to real musicianship. You know what
right.
I mean? Guys
yeah.
that play their instruments and write songs. And it was so different back then. And, you know, bands were bands.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and they rehearsed and carried the gear to the show and did three sets a night, right?
Yeah. There was no harmonizers and auto-tuners. And if you know, when they sang. And they had to be, you know, great singers, and you know they were on point. I mean, I still remember being blown away by some of the voices I heard, from JT Taylor's of, you know, mm-hmm. the Luther Vandross, who I've seen live, to Marvin Gaye, you know, the Gladys Knight. I mean, they're just phenomenal voices and phenomenal artists, and you know, and I'm it's one of those things where we have a love-hate relationship because we love technology,
mm-hmm. right,
you know, today. But, you know, we miss some of the things that, you know, music and bands were synonymous for.
Yeah, of course, you put on a great show, and a lot of people can check it out with the Triumph DVD, the concert that you held about 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was at Seven Angels, mm-hmm. Waterbury, kind of my return concert, and absolutely, you know, you could just YouTube it or Google me, Funky Boy with two E's. And you can see like clips of all the concerts and music videos I have, and you'll come across it.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's impressive about your stage show, I mean, you know, you're out playing keyboards, but you're out there interacting, you know, with the audience, and you got dancers, and of course, your very talented and beautiful wife, Layla, is up there, and you know, you got a lot of talented people on stage. But what went into putting that together and just making it entertaining as well as solid musically?
Yeah, it's always, and thanks, because I appreciate when people take notice. You know, it's always about the talent in that, you know, as a musician and even as the featured artist, you don't have to shine, you know, every minute of the hour show or the hour and a half show. You have to let others shine as well. And I had so many talented people, from guest vocalists to, you know, dancers that, I mean, hey, what better way to add to my whole show and do something totally different, which smooth jazz isn't known for having dancers.
Right, you know? Right.
and I really, it's funny to this day, I mean, okay, yeah, I'm a smooth jazz artist, but I'm still more of an R&B artist,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
That's my root. So, you know, when you find those great grooves of music, you can't help but have, you know, the dancers be involved in, you know, setting up the stage show and have some kind of choreography and getting out there with, you know, the band members and even the crowd. And it takes a lot of effort, but you know, I've done smaller shows where it's a little bit more intimate. It could be just me and, you know, a couple musicians, and I've done the bigger shows. And everyone is unique. But, you know, of course, if you could wave a magic wand, you always want that big show where, you know, you have just the stars in alignment, where you have the best vocalist that you know guest appear and the dancers that you want to guest appear. And, of course, you know, my wife lights up a stage, so when she's on there, she really rocks it herself. So
yeah,
it's wonderful.
That's right. You know, a married couple making music together, a great, great artist. And we're going to play something. You mentioned Warren Hill. And
yeah,
this was a huge smash, Let It Flow, from Soul Purpose. You can pick up the discography, get the collection, Funky Boy, eefunkyboy.com, and we'll play this right now from Funky Boy. We'll come back and speak more. All right, that, of course, is Funky Boy with Let It Flow, and we're letting it flow right here, talking off air. Great, great time catching up with the Funky Boy. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, we were talking. Well, I guess let's talk. We'll let our audience catch up. How you met your wife? Great, great singer in her own right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I produce music for a lot of different artists. And I produce for songwriters all over the world. They get me through my website. They could be poets. They could be just lyricists that need a song, a bunch of words turned into a song, and that's what they, you know, hire me to do. And that's how I started. I started behind the scenes, writing and producing, mm-hmm. before I was ever, you know, my own artist. And I've gone to a lot of seminars, a lot of music seminars. And one seminar I went to was in Los Angeles, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was called the Los Angeles Songwriting Seminar. So, you know, back then I was working full-time in computers, and I decided to take my two-week vacation for that year. You know, I took 1 week out of my two-week vacation. I said, you know what, I'm going to make this be a, you know, a vacation and a music conference all in one. So I took a trip out to L.A. That's how I spent my my vacation. And it's funny because, you know, you know how you go to these, like, events and they have guest speakers, and I still remember, you know, rolling my eyes when you get the speaker and it says, "This music conference will change your life. You know, give yourself a hand for being here." You know, all the,
right,
the
right.
hype that surrounds these opening speakers, and I'm like, "Oh, here we go." You know, just let's get to the, you know, the educational part and let us pitch our music to the people looking. But I'm telling you, this conference will change your life, and I'll be damned it did.
Right. Yeah.
That's where I met Layla. You know, at that same conference, and you know, it was an instant connection, and yeah, love at first sight. There's absolutely exists, and there's no doubt. And it just happened, and it was destiny. It was meant to be.
You know, you're both talented artists, and how about the songwriting? You know, you write a lot of songs. When do you decide this is going to go for one of her records, and I'm going to keep this myself?
Yeah, well, she's a great writer in her own right. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of times where, you know, she'll already have words and a melody and sing something to me. There's a lot of times where I'll just be just playing, you know, or messing around with beats and chord progressions or just a sound, and she might hear something that inspires her. So there's really not a formula or right or wrong where I don't just sit down and say, I'm writing this for you, or, you know, it just kind of happens. There are sometimes we definitely plan on writing sessions. And then other times, like I said, a lot of times it would just be, you know, being hired or trying to write for a movie or a TV show. And we've been pretty successful in getting our music and licensed on some of these, you know, great networks on our TV stations and some of these films. And, you know, it all helps because, you know, we try to branch outside of just smooth jazz.
Right, right. We teased our audience with the first single, Triumph, off the upcoming record, and you can give us a little sneak preview on what we're going to expect and maybe time frame that it'll be out?
Yeah, I'm slating it for probably the summer or maybe even right after the end of summer. I would like to release two or three singles first, so Triumph being my first one and another, you know, one or two, just to keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, like, this is, for this genre, It's the way to go.
Right, right.
Before releasing the record, the whole album, it kind of builds up some hype, and you know, it gives you some time to really enjoy the song that you're promoting, rather mm-hmm. than sometimes, you know, other songs get played on your CD, which is a good thing, but it kind of waters down your what you're hiring your promoter to do and the song you're really trying to put your resources in.
Right, right.
You know, so I think I'm going to dedicate my resources to one, two, or three singles first. And they'll probably be spaced out about 2 or 3 months apart. So by the end of the summer, you know, you should see the full record. And it's going to be entitled Life Sign. Mm-hmm. And it's got some great artists appearing on it. And, you know, more to come on that.
Yeah, this record we're really looking forward to. Triumph, just a precursor to that. And Funky Boy is from Waterbury, Connecticut. You were born there?
I was.
Oh, okay.
I was. Went to Crosby High School, went to Chase Grammar School, pre-grammar school, Wallace Middle School.
Uh-huh, right.
So, yeah, and then Waterbury State Tech and Post University, and, yeah, it's been Waterbury for a long time, and, you know, I've been fortunate now where I kind of don't like the winter, so I try to venture out when the winter months come, and I head south like the birds.
did you come back? Do you come back too early this winter? Because March was pretty bad up here.
I came back like April 7th or 8th or somewhere around there. I can't remember the exact date. And I got to tell you, the first day was a little bit rainy.
Uh-huh.
But literally, the second day I came back, we had that 80 degree day.
Oh, okay.
And Layla and I we put our bikes on the car and we went right to to Hammond Acid and started bike riding around the shoreline. So it was wonderful, you know, and we came back at a good time.
Yeah, you timed it right. And, of course, your story is just inspirational for people who are dealt a pretty scary hand as far as cancer goes and working through it and just triumph. You triumphed over it, and we love the updates. I know you got a lot of people concerned for you, and you definitely inspired a lot of people.
Thank you. You know, it's one of those things where you say to yourself, if you can just touch someone's life in a positive way, whether it's with your music or something you say or something you write or something you do, exercise or whatever, you know, I want to do it. And I want to, you know, I want to be there to help and hopefully be an inspiration, and especially the kids, you know, and people that need it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and you went through a big portion of your treatment right down the road in Waterbury. What's the name of the center again?
Yeah, the Harold Lever Cancer Center.
Okay, that's it, yeah.
I mean, no one wants to be in one of those places, but I got to tell you, the people, the staff, the nurses, Dr. Chang, you know, the doctors, they were just so amazing. Like I said, it wasn't easy. It's probably you wouldn't wish it on anyone. It's the hardest thing you would ever could imagine. But there's a lot of compassion there, and they do great work. And, you know, that together with the naturopath that, you know, we used. And I would highly recommend anyone that's seeking any kind of medical treatment, you know, be open. We tackled it with everything we could, you know, in our powers, from, you know, just meditation to supplementation to, you know, I tried acupuncture, I did Reiki, I did massages, anything to help. And of course, you know, you pray and you have people that just surround yourself with positive people. And I think that was a key, like I said. You know, my wife, I give her literally all the credit, you know. There's nothing that she can't do.
Yeah, so we're going to play a song and go out. And first, thank you, Funky Boy, for coming by once again. And love to have you down in the studio when the record, full record's ready to drop, and Layla as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're going to. Joe, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And if you just tuned in, we'll have this up on upperroomwithjoekelly.com this weekend. You can stream or download the interview. And most importantly, support local and indie musicians, funkyboy.com. The latest single called Triumph, and it's a funky, F-U-N-K-E-E, boy.com. And we're going to play something from the Rise CD, Close the Door, featuring Layla and Lamone. Is it Lamone?
Yeah, it is Limon.
Yeah, who's in the DVD with you as well, right?
Yeah, he was in concert as a guest vocalist, and Layla, and they just they tear this song up. They really do.
All right, let's get to it right now. This is WVOF Funky Boy.